Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Happy New Year. I'd like to officially call to order the Marin Transit District Board of Directors meeting, and we'll start with a roll call.
Yes, I will now call roll. President Lucan?
Here.
Vice President Sackett?
Here.
Second Vice President Casissa?
Here.
Director Colbert?
Here.
Director Moulton Peters?
Here.
Director Radoni?
Here.
Director Bushy?
Here.
Director Yorans Gulati?
Here.
Thank you. We have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Do you also want to give some brief instructions for those joining remotely?
Yes, I will review the instructions for how the public can participate in today's meeting. At today's meeting, in-person comments will be heard before virtual comments. If you are joining us on Zoom and you would like to comment, please use the raise hand icon located on your screen. If you're participating by phone call, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, your name will be called and you'll be prompted to unmute your device. You'll then have 2 minutes to speak. This concludes the instructions. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. First up on our agenda today is the organization of the Transit District, where we will be selecting a president, vice president, and second vice president for this year. Before we do that, I just want to just quickly mention how great of a privilege it's been for me working with Nancy and the whole team over this past year. You know, when we do these rotating chairmanships and presidents, you get a little extra insight into the agency when you rotate into this role. And we all know how fortunate and lucky we have been to have Nancy at the helm. And I can tell you firsthand, my experience working a little more closely with her directly this past year has just been an absolute privilege. And I know, Nancy, this is your last meeting as well. So I just want to express my appreciation to you and the entire staff. With that, we'll go ahead and move right into the reorg here. And I'll see if there is a motion.
Chair Lucan, I'd like to move as President Mary Sackett, Vice President Fred Casissa, and Second Vice President Dennis Radoni.
Okay, so we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, so we have a motion by Director Moulton Peters, a second by soon-to-be President Sackett. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That's unanimous, and I'm ready to hand this over to President Sackett.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your leadership during this past year. We appreciate it. We will now go to open time for public expression. And I'm just going to note that our timer is not set up in our new location, but we will do our best to track that as we go along. Is there anybody wishing to make public comment on items that are not on today's agenda? Welcome, Kevin.
Good morning, Board. I'm Kevin Haggerty from the League of Women Voters. I'm co-chair of their Transportation, Land Use, and Housing Committee. And I'm here today to acknowledge the contributions of retiring General Manager Nancy Whelan. The League Board has prepared a resolution honoring her contributions. And with the Board's permission, I'd like to read it. It's not very long.
Sure. Thank you.
This is a resolution honoring Nancy Whelan, General Manager of Marin Transit. Whereas Nancy has served with distinction as General Manager of Marin Transit, providing exceptional leadership and steadfast dedication to improving public transportation for all residents of Marin County. And whereas throughout her tenure, Nancy advanced the League's values of informed public policy, civic engagement, and equitable access to ensuring Marin Transit services meet the needs of seniors, citizens, individuals with disabilities, and working families. And whereas under her guidance, Marin Transit expanded local shuttle routes, strengthened paratransit services, and championed innovative programs that promote sustainability and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And whereas Nancy's collaborative approach and commitment to transparency have strengthened partnerships along with local governments, community organizations, regional transit agencies, ensuring that public transportation remains an integral part of Marin's quality of life. And whereas her leadership, integrity, and passion for service has earned her the respect, gratitude of her colleagues, community members, and the League of Women Voters of Marin County. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the League of Women Voters of Marin County expresses its deep appreciation to Nancy Whelan for her outstanding service, vision, and lasting contributions for Marin County's transportation future. And be it further resolved that the League extends the warmest congratulations and best wishes for Nancy for continued success and fulfillment in the years ahead. Yes, Nancy, the team.
Can I get someone to take a picture?
Yeah, I can take a picture. Can you do, can we get one more? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kevin. We appreciate all that Nancy does, and it's really nice to see that the League of Women Voters does as well. So thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to make public comment in the room? I'm not seeing any. Is there anyone online?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay, we'll now close public comment and move on to Board of Directors matters. Are there any Board of Directors matters? I'm not seeing any. I have one small Board of Directors matters on behalf of the entire board. We also have a resolution that we would like to share and just show our appreciation for Nancy. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but just a couple of the highlights that I know many of the people here were part of that. Nancy successfully led Marin Transit through the COVID pandemic and back to pre-pandemic ridership levels before any other Bay Area transit agency. She served as a role model and a mentor to staff. I know many who are here, but also to transit professionals throughout the Bay Area, inspiring excellence in service and performance and encouraging women in transit. And Nancy's unfailing determination to find a permanent home for Marin Transit's fleet led to the successful acquisition of four parcels where Marin Transit will now be able to transition to a full zero emission fleet and attract more competitive rates for fixed route services. There's more, I won't read it all, but we just really want to share our appreciation and thanks as the board and staff for all that you have done for this agency. Mm-hmm. Any other comments from the board? Not seeing any. We will move on to, yeah, are you playing? Hey, do you want to say anything now or do you want to go?
I can put it as a part of my report, I think. Yeah.
We'll move right into the general manager's report. Go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, and happy new year, and thank you so much for the resolution, and thank you to the League of Women Voters. They have been tremendous supporters of hearing what we're doing and helping us achieve some of the things that we want to achieve. So thank you, Kevin, for that, and thank you to the board. It has been an amazing year. I didn't really prepare any comments. I realized I probably should have, but an amazing staff here, one of the things they helped me out today with was figuring out that this is my 128th board meeting. So this has been such a great experience. Marin Transit, as you know, is such a special place, and it has been a wonderful place for me to kind of end my career. And so I just want to thank the board for the amazing support that we've gotten from you. It has been the reason that I stay here. I tell the staff the reason I show up at the office every day is because of them, but the reason I stay is because of you guys. It's been a really wonderful experience, and it's just made transit such, you know, we fly under the radar quite a lot here, but it is such an important thing. And for those of you who ride the system periodically, you can really see that. And so, again, thank you so much for this recognition. And so happy to be here today to take us into this last meeting. And I want to thank President Lucan for your leadership and guidance. It's been essential over this past year, and it's been a pleasure working with you. And welcome to President Sackett and Vice President Casisa and Second Vice President Dennis Radoni on behalf of our staff. This has been a year full of accomplishments, and I'm sure there will be many, many, many more in the coming year. I don't have a PowerPoint today. Our ridership report has been delayed due to technical issues with our reporting system where it wasn't able to print out the graphs that we typically use. But I can say that for October, our ridership has continued to grow. And you'll get a report on that at the at your next meeting. So that's all I had for my report today. And I'll turn it back to you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the general manager? Not seeing any. Is there anyone wishing to make public comment on the general manager's report?
If there's no one in the room, I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now move on to agenda item 5, the consent calendar. Is there anyone who wishes to pull anything from the consent calendar? Not seeing any. Is there anyone wishing to make public comment on the consent calendar? I'm not seeing anyone in the room.
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
I'm happy to move consent.
We have a motion by Lucan, a second by Casissa. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Not seeing any. The consent calendar is approved.
And one comment on consent, just so that it doesn't entirely fly under the radar, is the professional services contract for our new general manager, Robert Betts. So I wanted to congratulate him and the whole agency on his selection. And I just want to call that out and didn't want to let it go by without without mentioning it.
If I may, President Sackett, I just want to say, yes, thank you for that selection. And I'm glad that you're seeing this on the consent calendar. I didn't want to speak ahead of that, but definitely can't say enough good things about Robert. His encyclopedic knowledge of our system and his leadership will really serve this agency as it moves into the next era. So just want to support that too as well. And Robert, unfortunately, is homesick today, or I'm sure he would be here smiling. So.
Thank you very much, Nancy. With that, we will move on to agenda item 6, which is to receive public comments and adopt findings and adopt a final initial study mitigated negative declaration, mitigation measures, and mitigation monitoring and reporting program for the zero emission bus operations and maintenance facility project and approve the project. I will turn it back to staff to lead us through the presentation.
Yes. Today marks a very important milestone in the history of our effort to establish a permanent operations and maintenance facility for our fleet. The item you're considering today, which is adoption of the CEQA document for the project, and President Sackett went through all of their various parts of that recommendation. It's the result of nearly a year's work by our staff and a team of outside experts to prepare the technical studies and to get us to this point. So this work included consultations with the Federated Indians of Greaton Rancheria, which was the tribe that had occupied this area, and public outreach and engagement over the course of the year. At your last board meeting, we provided you with an update on the contents of what the CEQA recommendation is, which is for an initial study mitigated negative declaration, or ISMND, and that included the findings and mitigation measures. So that was at your December 1st meeting, and at that time, we also invited public comment at the meeting, which was in person or on Zoom, and the next day was the conclusion of that public comment period. So today, Paul Haefeli, our facility development project manager, will summarize the findings, mitigations, and comments received in his report today. And in addition to Paul, let me introduce the rest of the team that we have up here today to help answer questions. First, we have Lauren Gradia, our Director of Finance and Capital Programs. Then we have Jeff Riley with Circle Point, who has been our environmental consultant throughout the process, and he led the development of the CEQA document. And then at the end here, we have Deborah Miller, who is a partner with Shute, Mahaly, and Weinberger, who has advised us on environmental process as well as the acquisition of the property at 1075 East Francisco. So they're going to be able to answer questions you may have in following the presentation. And now I'll turn the presentation over to Paul. So Paul up here.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Okay. That's better. Good morning, President Sackett, members of the board. As mentioned, I'm Paul Haefeli, Facility Development Project Manager, and I'll be presenting on item six for the Bus Operations and Maintenance Facility, CEQA Adoption of Findings, and Project Approval. This is a multi-part approval item. Next slide, please. So the topics we'll be going over, the first two are a reminder. Those were presented at the last board meeting last month for your consideration. So I'll be going over those briefly. Then we'll be going over the comments received during the public comment period from November 3rd to December 2nd, our response to comments, the inclusions of the final ISM&D, and then the request for board adoption and approval, along with some project timeline updates. Next slide, please. For CEQA notification, these are notification items that we sent out for public review on November 3rd of last year. This included publishing in the Marin IJ in both digital and print format. There was another article published on November 11th in the Marin IJ as another update. We sent out postcards to neighbors and email notification to stakeholders. That went out to over 400 points of contact, physical posting on site, as well as posting on our website, which included the draft ISM&D and its appendices as well. And then finally, we had a website comment form available in English and Spanish. Next slide, please. So included in that draft report were technical studies and key findings in certain areas that were applicable for this project. This included air quality, cultural resources, tribal cultural resources, noise and vibration, geology and soils, and traffic. For the first four categories, this required mitigation measures to bring the impact to less than significant, and those measures are shown on the right-hand side of this table. Traffic was excluded from mitigation measure implementation due to less than significant impact finding. As a point of note, TCR1, which is Tribal Cultural Resources Mitigation Monitoring, is only required during surcharge rating work. After that is completed, that will no longer be required for implementation, but otherwise all measures are required throughout construction. Next slide, please. We received three comment letters from the agencies listed during the public review comment period, that being the City of San Rafael, the Mayor of San Rafael, and Canal Alliance. The subjects that were covered are shown on the table on the right-hand side of the screen by sender. This included items such as general plan, zoning standards, zoning analysis, the vision for the Canal neighborhood and partnership with Canal residents, surrounding community benefits, workforce development, sustainable transportation and clean transit solutions, as well as technical aspects of the report. Next slide, please. Marin Transit acknowledged all the comments and responded in the following ways: by either providing clarification or identifying location of requested information in the draft ISM&D. None of the comments raised any issues with the adequacy of the ISM&D, and therefore no revisions were necessary. Next slide, please. Our final ISM&D includes evaluation of impacts of the proposed project, findings of less than significant or no impacts, or findings of no significant impact with mitigation measures implemented. It also includes our response to comments and our final mitigation monitoring and reporting program, or MMRP, that's required for implementation. On the right-hand side of this screen is a more detailed table of the mitigation measures that will be implemented. For air quality, that includes dust and exhaust control measures. For noise and vibration, that includes temporary barriers, restriction of heavy equipment operations, or providing a 60-day advance notice to sensitive receptors. For tribal cultural resources, that includes soil monitoring and treatment for surcharge grading work only. And then for unanticipated discoveries, that includes cultural resources for prehistoric or historic resources or human remains. And for geology and soils, that includes paleontological discoveries. The process for unanticipated discoveries is included in more detail in the MMRP in the report. Next slide, please. On the basis of the whole record before the board, there's no substantial evidence that the project as proposed and mitigated will have a significant effect on the environment. We're requesting your board's approval to receive public comments, adopt the initial study mitigated negative declaration findings in compliance with CEQA, adopt the final initial study mitigated negative declaration, including response to comments, all mitigation measures, and the mitigation monitoring and reporting program, or MMRP, for the project, and approve the project. Next slide, please. Some project timeline updates. We're currently finalizing the environmental phase and moving into design this year in 2026 to prepare for construction sometime in 2027 to open by June 30th of 2030 and begin operations. We released our Surcharge Construction IFB on December 8th of last year, as well as the design RFQ on December 22nd. This board meeting is to consider the CEQA MMRP adoption and approval, and we anticipate NEPA approval in February next month. We're anticipating your board to consider award of the Surcharge Construction contract the next board meeting, February 2nd, which is contingent on NEPA approval, and then start surcharge construction work as well as design work for the overall facility in the spring. The deadline to meet the September 30th, 2026 obligation of the remaining close to $29 million in FTA 5339B funds is June 30th of this year. And we expect that soil consolidation will end related to the surcharge construction work in the summer of next year, 2027, so that we can begin the overall construction in 2027 to open by the June 30th date. Next slide, please. That concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions along with the team here. Thank you.
Are there any questions from board members? Questions or comments from board members? Okay, let's do questions first and then we'll do comments, sorry. Supervisor Rodoni.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure who would likely answer this, but could you talk a little bit about the traffic impacts and your final conclusion? Because it seems like when we're talking about a transportation hub, then naturally you would think there's going to be traffic impacts, but maybe you can walk us through that, how you came to that conclusion that there was no negative impacts.
Yeah, I'll take a quick stab at that. Excuse me. And then Jeff, maybe you can amplify that. So basically the program that we look at is, of course, when our buses start and come in and out of the facility, as well as the employees. And because our services start before the peak period, peak traffic usually starts after we start because we're out there trying to get people to work. So typically we start earlier, and then also our buses tend to come in later, and any of the other midday movements tend not to be peak period either. So really it's the peak period that is looked at, of course, for the most impact, and we typically don't have that big of an impact. But and Jeff, if you want to add something there.
Good morning. I'm Jeff Riley. I'm a principal planner with Circle Point. I'm helping the district with CEQA. The traffic report was prepared by Farron Pierce, who's the city's traffic engineer. And as you may know, one of the key metrics for traffic, it used to be level of service, LOS. Now it's vehicle miles traveled. And this project was found to have a less than significant VMT impact. And it also represents a consolidation of trips, bus trips. So it's not really creating new trips beyond maybe a couple extra employees. Other topics analyzed under transportation in the ISM&D include emergency access. As you know, there's it's one way on East Francisco Boulevard there. So it provides two ingress and egress locations. All impacts were found to be less than significant for traffic transportation with no mitigation measures required.
Thank you. And then just to follow up, maybe this is for Nancy. A lot of the discussion has been around public outreach and community outreach. And I know you have an extensive list, but maybe you can give the highlights of the community outreach that we've done.
Sure. We've had the list goes back to, of course, when we started talking about this project, so it was many years ago, but focusing on this site and what we did, we had over 25 meetings, including the meetings that were with the board meetings here that are publicly noticed. But specific to some of the outreach that we conducted, we, of course, came up with a plan with the City of San Rafael staff and or continue to work that plan, by the way. That's not that is an ongoing process. But up to now, we have had several community outreach events with the Canal Alliance at the 7-Eleven Grand site, where they were doing their community fairs and as a part of their Nuestro Canal, Nuestro Futuro event. And we had really good engagement, I would say, there. A couple of those were very well attended. We then had specific either in person or online web-based and interactions. Zoom actually is what we used for one of them for the project. So Paul did a presentation on Zoom. We had about 30 people from 30 individuals who participated in that. And then we did have workshops that we held. We had one in actually at the Mill Valley Library, and then we held one at Pickleweed. And those were in person, and we it was basically a workshop style, open house style, I should say, event where we had boards and engaged people. So those were, I would say those were the highlights. Those, the last ones that I mentioned were the ones that were very directed at this. We also had an online survey. We've had, and then of course, whenever we have an opportunity at any tabling event, we always have material available. So we've had, and that's part of what the big list includes, is a long list of all of the other sorts of tabling events that we've participated in. So those are some of the highlights that I can think of. And
You said Mill Valley Library. Was that the Marin City Library?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Marin City. Yes, it was. I'm sorry.
I saw that one on the list. I just wanted to make sure we have an accurate record here.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Other questions from the board? Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. I was wondering, and I'm looking at the calendar right now, but once the design is in place for community outreach, I know that we want to talk about community benefits. We talk about like maybe some having some art on the building. So I was wondering what would be the opportunities for the community to provide input on those. And my second question is about sea level rise, as we have just experienced a lot of flooding in the canal. So I was wondering, I know it was one of the concerns. So I wonder if you can speak a little bit around that. Thank you.
Sure. So we, in terms of our ongoing and what's coming up next as we go through design, we are working with the city and again, continuing with that outreach component and how we engage the community. So at our December 1st meeting, in fact, I think Joanna Hewitt went through some of the very specifics of what we're going to be looking at. But right now we have engaged Ricardo Huerto Nina, who will come up with a plan for doing basically building, capacity building within the community. I've heard that he has about 15 to 17 respondents to that. So he will be beginning that course. We are providing him with materials. And a part of that, of course, is about the facility and the community benefits. So that's probably our next big push, is to start that. And then as we move into the work that he will be doing over time, some of the other topics will be on Clipper and some of the other things that we have going, our service planning. So it's not just on this project. So the timing of it will be after the Clipper rollout. We're going to ask for assistance on that. We'll be doing a lot of outreach on that. Then, excuse me, we'll also have our service changes that'll be coming in April. So those are kind of the two near term. And then we'll start, once we also get some more design under our belt, we'll be able to begin talking to the community about that. We are considering, as we've reported before, several things that we think are community benefits that could be on-site, as well as some of those that are off-site. For sea level rise specifically, the one thing that I can say that we have talked about is, first of all, we are raising up the building. Of course, that is a part of the design to raise up the site. But also, we will be looking at, I think it's been requested that we consider some sort of way of providing some sort of community space for in emergencies, and we will be looking at that as well. It's something that can be considered throughout the design. Yeah. Anything?
Other questions from the board? Not seeing any. We will now go to public comment on this item. Is there anyone in the room wishing to make public comment? I'm not seeing any. Kate, are there any hands raised on Zoom?
I'll give everyone a moment to raise their hands on Zoom. There are no raised hands on Zoom. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We will close public comment and I'll bring it back to Director Bushy to start us on our comments on this item.
Thank you. I have two comments on the strategic policy issues related to this project, and then we'll finally comment on the narrow issue in front of us today. As many of us, I'm sure, recall, the City of San Rafael remains concerned and impacted by the decision to remove this site, this freeway frontage site, from its potential to be a high tax generating site for the City of San Rafael. This has implications for our general plan, as well as most pointedly for our general fund. This strategic policy issue remains present with this project. The second strategic policy issue requires a broader perspective, and that is looking at bus transit in the entire county of Marin. When we look at it from that perspective, one can't help but wonder about the prudence of building a additional second large bus parking facility directly across the freeway from one that currently exists and is currently running out its surplus capacity. That policy issue from a strategic perspective remains. All of that being said, in front of us today is a very narrow decision. That issue relates only to the mitigated negative declaration and compliance with the California Environmental Quality Act. On that narrow topic, as presented by staff, there are no material defects that I have seen that would in any way undermine the ability of this board to approve the mitigated negative declaration. That factual record being present, I support the adoption of this particular agenda item in the context of the strategic policy issues that emanate from the project. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Bushy. Other comments from the board? I'll look to my right. Any comments from the board? Director Redone.
Just a quick comment. I appreciate staff working on the outreach and the community engagement. And just to follow up on what Nancy referred to, this doesn't stop when this document is adopted. There's still a lot of work to do. And I certainly encourage that. The last meeting, I also encouraged, I can't remember the exact topic, but not just to stay focused on the canal, but to expand that outreach a little bit. And that would be appropriate in this case too, because we do serve a much wider audience than just the San Rafael Canal. But I support this today. I think it's the next step in the process, but it is only the next step and we still have a lot of work to do. And I appreciate the opportunities that we're taking up to deliver some of the things that the community is asking for in this project. And I would remind, just to remind the board, the top interests of the community were frequent and reliable bus service, clean and well-lit bus stops, sidewalks and lighting improvements, and childcare. So those were the top interests in the community when we did that outreach, and we need to continue that outreach work and see that those things are either addressed or anything additional needs to be addressed gets addressed. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Rodoni. Director Colbert.
Yeah, no, I'll just second my colleague Dennis Rodoni's comments about, I appreciate his comment about the outreach that has already been done and the continuing focus on the outreach to the broader community. And I appreciate also the continued partnership with the city and what that community engagement piece looks like. Thanks.
Thank you, Director Colbert. Any other comments from directors? I'm not seeing anything. Anything further from staff? Okay, we will go forward. May I have a motion to receive the public comments we've received to date and adopt the findings as laid forward in the staff recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Rodoni, a second by Moulton Peters. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? That is adopted. With that, we are adjourned for today. Our next meeting is on
February 2nd.
February 2nd. Thank you very much. And just close in honor and recognition of the service that Nancy Whelan has provided to the agency. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.